For the third time, President Trump had an assassination attempt. And whenever something like this happens, we always would like to, if possible, try and look at it, focus on it, see it, and take something out of it. We spoke about one lesson in the past of how you always have to be careful. Your Yetzer Hara is lurking inside of you. This person, Cole Allen, was lurking inside the hotel. He got in there despite all the security forces. And a person has to always be vigilant, on the watch, and on guard against his Yetzer Hara, who's far smarter than Cole Allen. And if Cole Allen can get past the security defenses of President Trump, our Yetzer Hara, without a lot of effort, is going to get past our general security defenses. Now, there's another very important point. If you look at this person, Cole Allen, a man from California, 31 years old, normal person, went to college, friends. In fact, he was a teacher, someone who disseminated wisdom, understanding, life advice to younger people. Not only was he a teacher, he was awarded in December of 2024 a Teacher of the Month award. This person, look at him, he's so great. Good Samaritan, helping the world. And then he does something so extreme. Whenever you see such a shift, and it doesn't seem to be that he was crazy from a young age, it doesn't seem to be he was out of his mind. So what caused the shift of normalcy to certain levels of insanity? Now, I'm not going with the insanity plea bargain, you know, where everyone tries whenever something bad happens, like, yeah, I'm actually insane. Yeah, because they know the Gemara. It says anyone who's chayta, anyone who does Neveira, is nichnas by ruach shtus. So they're claiming the Gemara. But in fact, this person had an insanity to him that he was willing to do such a thing. And the question is, what led him to that form of insanity, of craziness, where he can actually go and travel cross-country with weapons, with intent, with posting, with talking to people, and actually make an attempt which will ruin the rest of his life, if not end his life? So, again, you look at this person, he won the Teacher of the Month award in December 2024. What caused this? Online, the articles discuss that he maintains something called a Blue Sky account under the name of Cold Force. And he posted on that platform 1,000 times. His post showed a clear radicalization over time, where he got more radical and more radical. He said nonviolence is going to have to show progress in the very near future. And he seemingly was really extreme. So if you look at his posts, they had a few different people who influenced him. One of them was William Stancil. William Stancil is an American lawyer, activist, and researcher on housing policy. And he has a very prolific presence on Twitter and on Blue Sky. William Stancil stated that he said that he's scared to death of Donald Trump. Another line he said, is there any reason Biden couldn't just drone strike Trump and end this? There are a few other people, Kevin Cruz, Jamie Boo, and a few other people that this person, Cole Allen, followed. And when he followed people that spoke like this, with this extremism, with this negativity, with this horrible outlook on life, what did that do to him? That put into the recesses of his mind a seed, planted ideologies. And that grew and grew and grew, along with whatever feelings he had prior, and created someone who was radicalized to the extent where he was willing again to die or to be forever in jail for what he had done. There's only two options that's going to happen. Even if he would have succeeded in whatever goals he had, he was going to be in detriment. So what led to this? What caused this? What was the push for this all to happen? He didn't stay away from negative influences. He didn't stay away from the things which cause darkness in his life. Any level of negativity against something has to be very, very heavily weighted. We have the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that a person has to be harchek mishachin ra. Distance yourself. go away from, do not be connected to a bad neighbor. Now, why not? You go in a town where there is this suburban lifestyle, you have every driveway set up, you have distance. He's your neighbor. He's not your roommate. I can get your roommate. What is so critical about Harchek Mishachan Ra? And the mission continues, Al Tischaber LeRasha. And do not connect, attach yourself, be with a Rasha. The Mepharshim explain that there's two things. There's creating a general surrounding. And a person in their life could say, okay, I won't live next to a Rasha because of the general negative influences. That's the problem of Rasha. There's a general negative influence which is going to seep into me, into my life. I'm going to learn from his actions if I'm around him. So I could say, no, I won't live next to him, but I'll do business dealings with him. Maybe I'll go out with him once in a while. Maybe I'll invite him over. Now, obviously, this is not talking about the instances where we can help somebody, do kiruv, bring them closer, bring them up. That, as the Chaznish says, we have to do that with extreme love and care and affection. We're saying, though, if someone is going to be a negative influence on you, you have to be very careful of that. And whether it's, like we're saying, living around him and causing a certain influence, or spending specific times with him, being mischaber to him, attached to him, those things are not recommended by the Torah's viewpoint. Why not? Because you'll learn from his actions. What does that mean? It means just by being around something, being surrounded, it being in a person's vicinity, in his dalamas, that's going to cause an effect on you. That's going to plant things in your mind, subconsciously, that you will now lower your sensitivities, lower what you care about, degrade to a certain level in your mind the things which you believe are important, the things which you thought were dangerous, and the goals which you have in your head to achieve to greatness will be diminished. Because the Rasha doesn't have those sensitivities. We have to think about this in our lives, that every single negative influence, every single thing which is antithesis to Torah, the enemy, the opposite, the other side, the sitra achra, of a Torah, of positivity, of light, of love, of care, is something which is going to seep in our minds. There are situations where we have to be in, we have no choice. Says the Mishnah of us, as much as you could, do not fall into these situations. Separate from them as much as possible. Because our minds are our greatest tools in life. Our minds are the place that houses our spiritual parts. As the Nefesh HaChaim says in Shar Aleph Perek Dalet, that your mind is a Kodesh HaKadoshim. The human, the Jew, has the ability to change the spiritual worlds. We are all B'Tzelem Elokim. We all have the power within us to positively and Chas Shalom negatively affect the spiritual world, which then in turn comes down to the physical world. The power is in our hands. And where is the central place where everything takes place? Where is the captain's deck, the motherboard, the CPU? That's in our minds. And whatever we let in there makes an imprint, makes an effect, and gets in the deepest recesses. It can affect every single action we do. Do not take lightly which places you go to, which people you speak to, which situations you choose to put yourself in. Whether it's a walk down the street, whether it's a news website, whether it's some kind of informational video, all those things have to be weighted very carefully. Because Harchek Mishachan Ra, like we see in this story of Cole Allen, that his downfall came from letting these extreme negative influences seep into the deep recesses of his mind and cause drastic effects which will affect him and his family for the rest of their lives. Every single thing that you put in your mind has an effect somewhere. Sometimes we have no choice. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, there's something called Ika Dagachrini, Leka Dagachrini. If I have to go somewhere, and there are two paths, one with a certain level of pritas, inappropriate images, and one without. I have to choose the one without, unless it's like a darka achrini. Unless there's no other way, then I have no choice. I have to go down the path, which is not necessarily with appropriate things. Everyone goes to the airport. There's no choice. You have to go somewhere. It's part of being a normal human being. But don't think it doesn't have an effect. Our minds are kodesh kodashim. Stay away from shachin ra. Because you will learn from the actions. They will seep into your mind, your thoughts, your feelings, and create a certain lack of sensitivity to certain things. Ruin your goals. Make you complacent to the things that you really care about. And that's the key lesson we have to learn. Never think that something doesn't have an effect. Our minds are precious, pristine, pure. But we have to be careful not to taint them. And we have to never, ever assume or think that our actions, our thoughts, the sights we see, the people we speak to, the things we hear, don't affect our precious minds. It's a Kodesh Kodashim. The Kodesh Kodashim is the most powerful place, but it is the most sensitive place. Our minds are the abode, the resting place for Hashem's presence in this world. And they are the place where we cause all the effects in the spiritual world. So let's harchik mishachin ra. Let's not let negative influences, especially as we're leading towards Matan Torah, leading towards the high and holy day, affect us and our avodas Hashem.